so tasty. Baby, come and bite me. Acting like they hate me. I know that they like me. My dish is so tasty.
Bitch, bitch, bitch.
Acting like they hate me. I know that they like me. My dish is so tasty. Ain't it the best you've ever had?
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 349. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started off there with a track from Teddy Bears from Stockholm, Sweden. That track is called Best You Ever Had, and that's on the album Rock On, which is just been released January 22nd in Sweden on Polydor, Sweden. I don't believe it has a U.S. release date yet, but the internet is the internet, and you can order a digital track from just about anywhere, which is what I did. That's a fine album. I like the Teddy Bears, and sometimes I like to dance, and that right there is a great album to dance to. Got some music for you this week. I guess that's why you've tuned in. Let's go ahead and get started with some of that. This is a new track from Rob Crow's Gloomy Place. The song is called Business Interruptus.
Just how you let me waste my time. On the road from Perugia to Vasto, someone read some USA news off their phone. Three killed in Lafayette, Louisiana, in a movie theater. Another fucked up day in America. And we looked off to the left of the Adriatic Sea, and we listened to Sonic Youth's first record, Bob Marley and Tenacious D's to pick a destiny. Beautiful hotel last night, my room looked over the pool, and I said good morning at around 11 a.m. to Marsha and Nate. And now it's late at night in Vasto, from my hotel I hear cars along the highway, and some noise from down below, an Italian wedding, it won't go away. It's like a sauna here, we took a cold jacuzzi, and no airports today. These last few drives have been beautiful fields of sunflowers along the way. And I picked some Roma tomatoes from a farmer's garden, I ate them in the van. I invited a child up on stage, and I sang while I held her little hand. Told her to quit eating sweets, that they were bad for her teeth. Took the gum from her hand, I put a piece in my mouth, and it was really sweet. I invited some guys up on stage because they had ants in their pants. And this is my first day and I'm Indian, I work at a gas station. They dance and they dance. We play the weeping song for Nick Cave and his family. The passing of the sun's been a daily thing on my mind since arriving at Heathrow. My guitars have told me. Now the cars keep rolling down the highway, and the guys are out at the festival watching James Blake. But I gotta ride back. Would have stuck around if I was still 28, but I'm older now and I can't handle being out that late. And that's the kind of my last few days. And oh yeah, I saw a skinny black cat by the sea and I called for him and he dashed away. And that's the kind of my last few days. And Marsha took photos of us by the sea and we laughed and then we played. And that's the kind of my last few days. And I made the promoter put the barricades closer to the stage. And that's the count of my last few days. And I've been doing 40 push-ups and 150 sit-ups every single day. And that's the count of my last few days. We ate cheese pizza late at night in a wine cellar, and we got in our van and we drove away. Today we all had a nice dinner with our driver Francesco. I asked him how many cups of coffee he drinks a day, and he said many cappuccinos. And a group of fans came to the restaurant and their eyes popped out of their heads. I asked them to join us and they all shook their hands. They sat down at the same time. They all said wow, and the waiter explained every type of pasta the restaurant had in great detail. One looked like a bow tie and one looked like a wheel. We all had a nice dinner, me and the band, the fans, and Marsha and Neil. We all went out to the sea, a rare day off for the band and me. And I went so far out that I could no longer feel the sand under my feet. And I dove down and I touched the bottom and swam back to the shore, soaked up the sun and came back to my hotel room, red as a lobster. There were a ton of emails, mostly business, but there was one that really touched me that was forwarded to me by Robert, my publicist, from a girl named Tanya. Okay, I'm gonna read it here in just a minute. This is just a thank you note to Sun Kil Moon after a truly memorable gig in Manchester. I'm hoping you can pass it on. I've never done this before, written a letter to people I admire before, but having seen you play at the RNCM in Manchester last week, I really just wanted to say thank you. I've loved the sound of your voice, Mark, since the mid-90s. When I first heard Grace Cathedral Park at 17, it really hit me. The tone of your voice, the sadness of your lyrics, and it felt real and honest. Whilst I suppose I've dipped in and out of your music as people tend to do, but the recent years of Sun Come Moon have pulled me right back in, and my car journeys are usually accompanied by one or another of your albums. I've always wanted to see you play live, but I've always heard too late about the few gigs you've played in England. So the Manchester gig was a big deal for me. The type of one day I'll get to hear thoughts you have and hope will happen. I've seen so many of my musical loves in the last 38 years, and you were one of the few outstanding, but one of the most important. I also got to share it with my husband and my baby growing inside of me, who reacted with lots of kicks and movement, which made it even more personal for me. When I closed my eyes at the concert and listened, it's not so much that it took me back, as the music has moved on and is even more honest and raw, I suppose. But your voice was undoubtedly the same, no gimmicks, just the tone, which hasn't changed over the years. It was beautiful. That is, the harmonies with the band, the atmosphere you all created, and how it just felt so special throughout. So I just want to say thank you all. It touched my soul and inspired me, as only good music can do. I'm sure you get lots of these messages, and they probably lose their significance for you over time. And if so, that's fine, natural even. I guess as the years have passed. But in case it lifts your spirits or gives you any form of pride in what you've collectively achieved, I wanted you to know, thank you. Tanya from Sheffield, England.
Oh my, what are we going to do with him? That is Mark Kozelek as Sun Kill Moon. The album is Jesu, Sun Kill Moon, collaboration, Jesu being Jason Broderick of Godflesh. And then that is the name of the album as well. That song is called America's Most Wanted, Mark Kozelek, and just came out January 21st on Mark's label, Caldo Verde Records. That album wears thin a little on me. I liked the last couple, and I thought Benji was incredible. But this album, I don't know, kind of the, maybe it's just wearing on me. It's almost to the point of self-parody. I mean, that's one of the two tracks on the album where he reads fan mail. But speaking of parody, someone today has released a EP called, I think probably the new Sun Kill Moon EP, where he has mastered the recent style of Mark Kozelek and recorded three songs very much in that style. And it's very entertaining, in some ways more entertaining than this album. And it's got its moments. But just, you know, buyer beware. Give that one a listen before you put down your money. Before that, we heard from Rob Crow's Gloomy Place. That song is called Business Interruptus, and that'll be out on the You're Doomed, Be Nice album, out March 4th on Temporary Residence. It is the vaunted return of Rob Crow, formerly of Pinbacker. Probably Pinbacker still around. It's just whenever he wants to pull the trigger on that. Kind of like Mark Kozelek, I guess. And a million other bands, all of them which I enjoy. This one is listed as I said, Rob Crow's Gloomy Place. It's not a Rob Crow solo album. And it's not a Pinback album, but it's somewhere closer to Pinback than anything else. And it's very good, and I like that track a whole lot. Anyway, I think I'm talking more than I'm playing music, so let me go ahead and tell you why I'm talking, I guess. It's pretty simple. The podcast is made from the new music I get every week. I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. But you're here for music, so let's play some of that. This is The Prettiest with the song Boys That I Dated in High School. Martin, that
were super duper duper hot on the one train. You said you were a painter, mostly you were a waiter, a stoner and a skater, so I have to say later. These are the boys that I dated in high school. I thought they were so nice and I thought they were so cool. These are the boys that I dated in high school. They weren't very nice and they weren't very cool. I remember Rocky, he was two grades above me. Always wore a bad brains tee. Yeah, I remember Rocky. He wouldn't dump his girlfriend. He said she gave such good head. And since her grandpa was dead, he couldn't dump her just yet. He said she gave such good head. I remember Beardy. I think his real name was Reed. We met at a Miss Shapes party, and I just called him Beardy. I told him I was 20. I was 16, so that's sketchy. He found out and was angry that I told him I was 20. These are the boys that I dated in high school. They weren't very nice and they weren't very cool. These are the boys that I dated in high school. I thought they were so nice and I thought they were so cool. These are the boys that I dated in high school. I thought they were so nice and I thought they were so cool. I was 17, you were 23. We did it right before prom. I was scared to tell my mom. It wasn't really the bomb. We did it right before prom. We did it right before prom. We did it right before prom.
Well, there's a feeling in the air. The leaves all lose their trees. It makes me want to hit the highway like you wouldn't believe. But I guess that I forgot, you know, to plan ahead again. The same way I forget, the same way every summer ends. There's a very thin line between the present and the future. When you get up close to it and then you breathe it, blow it further away. You can wait till the day that you stop breathing, but a lot of good it's gonna do you then. So you might as well keep breathing, my friend. The alarm goes off at 6 and I am up and out of bed, just in time to push the button down and crawl back in again. I only started drinking coffee when I started this new shift, and now it's pretty safe to say that I'm addicted to it. For the first time in years, I actually paid for these shoes. So if money talks, money should walk. They shouldn't tell me what to do. They shouldn't tell me where to go. At least I think that's how it is. But it's also safe to say I'm no economist. So I might as well not even resist. Too weak, and I let this overpower me.
But I think that I know what you mean. I think that I know what you mean. As much as I hate to admit it, that I think that I know what you mean. And I think it's only gonna get worse. I think it's only gonna get worse. As much as I hate to admit it, Jack, I think it's only gonna get worse.
All right, that is Endless Mike and the Beagle Club with the song Winter in Westmont. That'll be out on the album St. Paul on March 4th on AF Records. That is the project of Mike Miller from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And I didn't know much about the project. I only got a note from the promoter, heard that single and thought, I like that. That's a guy sounds like I can root for. And when I got the album, it's a pretty good album. I like that song a lot, and there's a couple of others that are pretty good too. But what scared me a little is it's Christian, which I'm not bothered by the nastiest black metal you can find, but somehow songs about Saint Saul? I don't know. There you go. That's a me thing. Before that, we heard from the Prettiots with the song Boys That I Dated in High School. That is on the new album Fun's Cool, which came out February 5th on Rough Trade Records. That is a duo from New York. That song itself, I think, was a single middle of last year or so, but now it's finally out on an album, and it's a very fun album with a number of tracks that are just as lovely as that. Maybe a little silly, maybe one of those Arts and Garfunkel sort of things, a couple of silly gals and one of them with a ukulele. But it's good. And they're on tour now. They're playing all over except for Kansas City. They are driving through Kansas City, though. So maybe I'll hang a sign from the interstate that said, you should have stopped and played here. Why do you hate us? I'm out of time. So let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 349. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter or Facebook at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, the 19th, Uncouth are playing at Mills with a couple of other bands, actually like three other bands, crazy for an in-store. The 23rd, Hop Along is at the Riot Room. The 26th, Best Coast is at the Midland. John Velge is at the Mini Bar. And Full Bloods are playing at the Brick for their CD release. I'll have a track from Full Bloods on next week's podcast. On the 27th, Deco Auto has a show at the Coda. On 28th, Talk has a show at Riot Room. Some black metal happening there. On the 4th, Dressy Bessie at the Replay. On the 5th, Schwervon is playing at the Mini Bar. On the 10th is that Craig Finn Titus Adronicus show. The 23rd, All Dogs are playing at the Jackpot. 24th, Sidekicks are playing at the Granada with the Intuit Over It show. The 25th, Witch Jail have a show at the Mini Bar. And 28th, Shannon and the Clams are at the Right Room. 29th, Sheer Mag is at Noah's House. Again, if you don't know Noah, ask a punk. On the 31st, Murder by Death at the Granada. And then looking into April a little bit, Rara Riot, Kurt Vile, Savages, that Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard tour. So many things happening, but that's a ways off. We'll skip it for now. Looking at the podcast, there are photos and video in my account of the Arc Flash Leggy Sneaky Creeps Lil Tuffy show. And there are photos of the Rackety Smash the Tate Stink Bomb, Hipshot Killer, and Lazy Old Bitch show that happened at the Blind Tiger Basement last week. So that's it. Let's go ahead and wrap things up. I got one track left to play for you, and it's kind of an interesting story. The song I'm going to play is called Tom Hark. It is a cover, originally written kind of by Rupert Bobape, I believe is his name. He was a South African music producer. He probably didn't write this, but he just has the credit for it because he grabbed whoever it was that did write it, put it in the studio, and he was the guy who owned the studio and thus could, you know, file whatever paperwork was necessary to say he wrote it. That's not even the most interesting part of this song, though. The version I'm going to play, it says it's by Mickey Finn and the Blue Men. But it's not. According to Mickey Finn, he was in no way associated with this, but yet it was the first single released on, I think originally on Bluebeat, maybe, by the band after they formed. And then I think it's one of those things where your label says, and here's your first single. Hope you enjoyed it. Mickey Finn went on to record a number of tracks so ranging from ska to kind of freak out garagey mod stuff, and all in a very short period of time, like from 1964 to 67 or 68. So a lot of ground covered in that time. Lots of interesting things about the Mickey Finn project, including Jimmy Page playing on it on harmonica. So anyway, I found all this out because last November, RPM Records issued a compilation called Garden of My Mind, which collects all of the singles that Mickey Finn released in that period that we talked about. So finding some really interesting reissues lately, and this is one of them. So we're going to go ahead and end on this note. This is Tom Hark, which may or may not be by Mickey Finn and the Blue Men. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.